Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Flowery Branch at Falcons training camp. Allie Mack is here. That's me. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Of course, Dylan is behind the glass back at the station, and Gordon, of course, keeping us on the air, making sure no one knocks out our power. Thank goodness, Bo, that you mentioned yesterday to get here early, because I'm seeing that people are listening. People are lined up, ready to get into training camp already.
Well, Allie, I'm here to spew wisdom, and that's what these people heard yesterday, and they listened, and they
spew is a good word.
they heeded the advice I gave them. Look, you want to get a good spot on the hill, get here early. You want to get to these gates quickly, get here early. You might wait, but you're gonna wait when it's cool, and you know it's gonna be a balmy like 81 by 11 o'clock today. It's actually going to be, seemingly from what the weather forecast looks like, very good. And you can see all of our shows up here. You know, us, Andy and Randy, Steakhouse, we'll all be here at Flowery Branch. And then you can join Dukes and Bell at the Hooters Mall of Georgia, which is the Taj Mahal Hooters, as we call it. That place is awesome. It's a great time up there because there ain't no party like a Hooters party. And don't forget, all of our coverage is brought to you by also the North Georgia Honda dealers. So, we're here now until the end of camp, so come join us.
Yeah, and it is absolutely perfect outside right now. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to say that, so I'll say it as often as possible right now. And we are right outside the weight room here at training camp. Everyone is getting a workout in right now. That is the busiest gym I have seen.
I felt like I needed to get down on the floor and stretch a minute ago. Like everybody was in there really getting after it. I was like, I need to get some functional movement going on right now.
It's got like LA Fitness at 5 p.m. vibes, except for most of these people like know what they're doing. which you get in LA Fitness at 5 p.m. and you get a little bit of everything.
Absolutely you do. Well, we are so excited to be out here. Who are you guys most excited to see on the field today?
For me, it's just the people I haven't seen. I want to see Jalen Walker. I want to see James Pierce Jr. just kind of out there and just get some eyes on them because I haven't been able to be up at OTAs. And, you know, there's been a lot going on in my spring this year with Porkchop's arrival. So I'm really interested in just seeing these guys out there and going through it because, you know, Michael, I'm not trying to downplay. It's just to see your team back out on the field is the biggest thing for me on day one. But you're not going to see, you know, guys hitting each other. They're not going to be in pads for a couple of days. But I want to see those guys up close without, you know, all of the gear on, just a helmet and shorts on, and see, you know, what these guys look like and the speed of them and how they're running around and such.
I want to see a couple guys. I want to see Ruka Roro, see what kind of shape physically that he's looking like he's in, because obviously he's a massive part of what you want to do. But I've also already heard legends about Divine Diablo and what he actually looks like when he's suited up. A physical specimen is what I've been told. So a couple of the defense players that you're really relying on in the front seven, which I think is going to be a key in a lot of ways to the Falcons' success this year. I want to see how those guys look, how they're moving, and you know, how they hit the ground running as far as reporting out the training camp.
Well, and we're definitely interested in seeing them today, but we also want to know kind of where their headspace is. So I want to play some audio from the guys, kind of where they're set right now. Chris Lindstrom yesterday was talking about working out the details with a lefty QB.
Yeah, and fortunately, you know, we were able to get reps with Mike, and so I think the biggest thing as an offensive lineman is understanding the depth of the pocket and kind of where he's going to be, and so that only comes with reps. And there's a certain feeling you have, you know, if you're getting bull rushed, you know, there's a set of, you know, your brain's going 1,000 miles an hour, but you have a good spatial understanding of where Mike's going to be or what he likes to do, and so we kind of work through that, and then now in this time continue that going forward.
That's such an underrated part of offensive line play, the things he's talking about, the depth of the pocket. And really, that's just as much on Michael Penix to kind of study himself and make sure he's not drifting left, drifting right, drifting towards his reads, and also working his throwing hip, this front hip, up to the butt of where the center starts out, right in the middle of that pocket, and kind of working as he's hitching and trying to get rid of the ball, and, you know, before he's releasing, working the hip up. Because what he does, if you drift backwards, if you drift left or right, you're making it way, way, way harder on those offensive tackles, and also a wide set offensive guard the way that Chris Lindstrom is. I mean, Chris Lindstrom is one of those guys that sets kind of immediately out to his right instead of setting back off the ball to try to get his hands up as early as possible. It's a massive part of what they're going to have to do as far as the communication. And that's what happens in training camp, guys. You look at the details on the video, Is Michael Penix, you take your snap on the hash, is he throwing from the hash? Is he drifting left? Is he drifting right? Does he feel the pressure? Is he getting his eyes down on those defensive tackles right in front of him? When you don't have pads on, that's when you work on things like that, because that's when guys are getting bull rushed the most a lot of times, and they're able to really kind of get that on film and make sure they're checking those boxes.
I think, to me, that also falls, you know, it's such a thing that, to your point, that we don't ever think about, and it goes back into the line of thinking why, when the thought process went into make the change last year, why everyone was just like, it was just given, it should have been happening at this point in this time. And, you know, that's some of the things that these guys are thinking about when they make decisions, right? Like, the things that we don't think about that's going into a decision that they're putting into. And Lindstrom, to me, is a guy that has, as we move on in his career, I expect him to take – Jake is the leader in that room, there's no doubt. But I also see his personality, and I think that he's a guy that's willing to let Chris, you know, kind of be more vocal if he wants to. Like, I don't see him stopping that. And that's one that I want from Lindstrom, because he's the most heralded player on the line nationally and with most of the fan base. And so, you know, him taking on a leadership role this year, I think, is something that is I'm kind of looking for as well.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys know, when something is new, you can kind of get jitters around it. Mike, you said even just driving up here today, you feel a little bit of the
anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah. Well, Bijan was talking about how there is a major comfort difference from his rookie year to now. It's like going from freshman year in college to junior year.
Just come prepared. You know, like for me, like my rookie year, I didn't know what to expect, and That was a hard training camp, man. Like, you know, from my body to my mentality, you know, to just my preparation. Like, it was something that it was hard to adjust to for me. And last year I kind of got it as well. Like, I started to pick it up, but this year, like, I'm locked and loaded, man. Like, it's just like my freshman year of college to my third year in college. That's the exact feeling that I have. Like, with freshman year of college, like, I was just blue, just unknown. And then for my third year, like, I was ready to go. So,
dude, I have anxiety listening to him, because I have those memories of your freshman year in college, and you come from high school. You don't know the trainer's name. You don't know. You're afraid you're going to be called soft if, hey, I got my toenail ripped off. Oh, did your toe hurt? You know, that kind of thing. Same things happen when you get to your first NFL training camp as a rookie. I mean, those guys, for the most part, and I think it's still this way, Bo, you'll have to help me, but they're down in a different locker room than the rest of the team. The team locker room is only suited for 60, 65, 70 people, so a lot of the rookies get down, put down at the end of the indoor, which is the old Georgia Force locker room down there from the indoor arena football days. So it's different. You don't know where things are. You don't know what's acceptable. You don't know what routines are okay. You don't, I wear a hat into the weight room. Oh, you shouldn't wear a hat into the weight room. Just different things that you've never imagined in your life would actually be a topic of conversation that give you anxiety, or that you're not prepared to kind of deal with, or that you're, you know, you don't know who to approach, the training, the director of football ops, things that are just giving you trouble throughout that training camp. That is a long, long year between college football and the NFL. It's also a long, long month when you get into training camp as a rookie.
It's like my first day of radio, I wore a button-up business shirt and business slacks.
You got laughed at, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I wear basketball shorts and a T-shirt every day with a, you know, thin hoodie. Like, it's just like, whatever. Like, you just realize you don't know anything, and you expect one thing, and it's not that way. I thought it was funny because the Falcons put out a tweet of Bijan arriving yesterday, and Fricky tweeted and was like, oh, I'm expecting over under 1,800 yards and 10 touchdowns. And John's one of those guys that he nobody buys in more than John Fricky. Like, you know, and you got to love his enthusiasm for teams. And I tweeted him, I was like, well, you had like 1,900 yards and 15 last year. So I'm thinking, I hear that cut, and when I hear him talk about how relaxed he is being here and comfortable he is and how excited, I thought about that tweet because I immediately thought 2,000 yards, 20 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, those are the numbers I want to see from, because I think we talked about running backs, but Bijan Robinson to me is one of the best players in the NFL, not just best running backs. And I just expect a big year.
I'll give you guys another example of kind of what Bijan is talking about, year one to year three, your understanding. I used to have an issue, and a lot of offensive linemen have this during training camp, because you play in wet socks, sweaty socks. I used to have an issue with blisters on the bottom of my foot, and like my rookie year, I just went through with just blisters just ripping off the bottom of my feet every single day. Oh. And you're just raw skin, and you're just like, I'll just grit through it. I'm in an NFL training camp. And the next year and the year after that, I think I got one maybe 2012, which might have been my third year. And I go in and I talk to the trainer, and he's like, oh, yeah, we'll get that. You know, hey, lay down real quick. And it's like syringe to pull the stuff out, another thing that goes in to kind of dry it out, and they use nail clippers to clip. Like, you're being completely catered to. And you're like, why didn't I think about this 2 years ago? Like, why was this? Why did I suffer for a complete month with this going on my feet when I could have just approached somebody about the way to go about business, and they have the best health technology in the world to be able to help me out? But that's what Bijan is talking about. He's talking about the differences between when you first show up and that year three of knowing exactly what's expected of you and what your resources are.
Well, freshman versus a junior mindset. I like that he's coming into the season with that. I do want to play two clips from two different perspectives. First, Bijan. He is talking about how it's time for them to show that they're a playoff team.
Like I say, like, I try not to look, you know, that far down the line. But obviously, like, that's the goal for this team. You know, I know everybody says, like, win the division, which is, these are obvious goals that we want to do. But for us, like, it's more so if we just handle every single game the same and, prepare the same for every single game at a high level, then we're going to reach all of our goals, and we're going to get to everywhere we want to get to. And, you know, obviously everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. Like, that's everybody's saying that they're good now. Like, everybody's like, we have the best team now. But for us, it's like, you know, we got to put it to action. Like, we got to actually do it. You know, all the talk is, like, no more talk. Like, talk doesn't help anything. So for us, like, if we just actually just put our heads down and just work hard, we have the pieces, you know, that we need for a great successful team, but now it's time to come together, and so we can do it that far down the line.
Okay, so echoing that sentiment, yesterday on Dukes and Bell was Adam Schefter saying that the Falcons should be competing for NFC South, the title, basically.
I mean, they should be challenging for the NFC South title right now. Mm. And so, to me, there's no reason they couldn't get that done. But, you know, the Bucs have won, what, 4 straight NFC South titles.
Right.
And so, I think you have to make them a favorite, but there's no reason the Falcons shouldn't be competing. The Falcons should have won the division last year and didn't do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right? So they're going to feel like they're better with the pass rushers they drafted. And if that's the case, then they'll give Tampa a run for their money.
Well, and hang on to your thoughts on that comment from Adam Schefter there, because we got to go up. We're up against it right now. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get to that next. We're also going to go in the huddle. A starting quarterback has been named in New York. That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.